have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
The word ship is hidden inside the word leadership as its derivation. So, if this office is in fact a ship, as its leader, I am the captain. But we're all in the same boat.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Captain, please, can you see my fire? Message in a bottle, starboard side.
This is the World of Boating. Gregor, first mate, Barry the boater, Mike the mariner, rounding out the crew. All right, so look, Bojo season in full effect. And all kinds of other things going on, specifically the fact that Barry's wearing his pirate hat. He felt obligated to share some boating terms or just common everyday phrases.
Right.
That we use all the time that actually originated from early going, you know, sailors and pirates and things like that.
Without cuss words. Yeah.
Without cursing. Well, we probably, a lot of those curse words probably did originate from sailors and pirates too back in the day.
Yeah, especially during that docking.
Know, that would be interesting to find out. When they were docking, they didn't have women on the boat. That was considered, or on the ship, that was considered bad luck.
And then we started letting
idiocy.
Them on.
I call
and
it that was, idiocy.
Okay.
That's idiocy.
I was just going to say, and you know, they started letting them on, and it's been downhill ever since. But,
I would not say that if you want to
live. No, I'm just saying. I was just paraphrasing what he was saying. I don't believe that. Of course not.
Well, I mean, think about it. If you had one woman on a ship of men that had been out to sea for how long, do you think there may be issues?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
It's important to have a healthy ratio.
Well,
right?
you remember,
50-50 is ideal.
The early seagoing pirates used to mistake manatees for mermaids. So, what does that tell you? They've been out to sea way too long.
Well, that's the grog that was talking.
Yeah, if you say so, I don't know. But what, you got something else about the sailboats we were talking about there, Barry, or what?
No, not about the sailboats.
Black Pearl.
I was gonna the Black Pearl is go look up on YouTube and watch
it's
this
impressive.
Video. Oh
yeah.
it you look at it and you say, wait, this is a house on land? No. Mm. This is a sailing ship.
This is a billionaire's lair floating on water, yeah.
Mike did a little bit of research and he found the other ships you were talking about and the Black Pearl again, 350 feet, according to their video.
Yep. Right. But wait, how much does it cost to charter it? You look that up, Barry, while he's telling us about these others.
I'm going to try to look.
Yeah. Cause I didn't find that. Yeah. It doesn't say it on the video. I watched it all the way to the end, figuring like, hey, you want to rent this and take it out for a week? Here's what it'll cost you. Nope. Just contact these people, because we don't want you to have a heart attack until you're on the phone, you know, and we can send EMT to your location. But I don't know what some other boats that are not quite as big as 350 feet or what.
Sure. Yeah. So there's the four top privately owned sailing vessels, Black Pearl being 348 feet.
Yeah.
And 49 feet wide. That's the beam. That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's massive.
That certainly limits what marinas you can go into.
Right.
Eos is a Barry Diller's boat. That's the boat that I saw down in St. Thomas. And what a stunning vessel that is. 305 feet and a 44-foot beam.
Gotcha. So is the Black Pearl the biggest then right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Yes. And then the Maltese Falcon is 289 feet.
Yeah.
And it's 42-foot beam. And then Athena is 295 feet with a 40-foot beam.
Okay. All right. So those other, I don't know if those other ones are open for charter or privately owned. I mean, you mentioned the one guy owns one of them. So I'm guessing they are not. But I know that the Black Pearl is, because that's what the whole video was about. Like, hey, this is set up as a charter operation. You could rent this thing for what, Barry? You figure it out or no?
Oh, yeah.
And?
You're all sitting. Good.
Yeah.
The weekly rates, ranges from $850,000 for the week in the lower seasons.
Right.
to 1.2 million in the peak seasons, not including expenses.
Wow. So $1 million a week.
Plus expenses, yeah. 1.2 million.
And that doesn't include expenses?
Yeah, and I don't know what expenses are then. So, I mean, that maybe they automatically set our net profit's going to be 1.2 million, and then you pay the rest. I don't know.
Yeah.
I do know that I have a client that was a private sailing captain for many owners for years.
Right.
He's retired from it.
Yeah.
Lived on the ship. His wife was the cook or whatever they call it, the chef on the ship.
Uh-huh.
And the owners did rent these ships because it helped offset the cost of owning the ship.
Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you know the right person, you could, you know, anything's for sale, the owner
might say, hey, you know, I want it over in Spain on this particular week.
Right.
And then they would take the boat over there or the ship over there and have it ready for them when they flew in and then, you know, came in their helicopter and landed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's impressive when Eos, the entire crew was dressed in matching uniforms that matched the ship. It's got a dark navy blue hull.
Right.
And I mean, it looked like a, you know, they acted like they were a Navy vessel. I mean, they were, everything was sequenced. Everything was in place. It was just a really impressive sight and the way they managed it and the captain just, you know, the way he maneuvered the vessel was.
You got to figure out a way to buddy up with these billionaires and just like, meet them at a tiki bar and then you don't realize it. Then you kind of find out that they're so-and-so and you buy them a drink and then like start up a conversation like, hey, what are you, how'd you get here? And they say, oh, I'm on the Black Pearl over there. And what?
Okay. So I just did a little more research. Please be my friend. Believe it or not, the Black Pearl is the second largest sailing yacht on the water.
Okay, so what's the biggest?
I'm looking. All right. That's the second largest. I don't know what else is there.
Yeah,
but she is available.
There is one that's more of a. It's a sailing vessel, but it's a cruise ship.
Yeah,
and it is larger than all of these vessels. I can't remember the name of it. I have seen it before.
Right, but it's not a sailboat.
It is.
Oh, it is a sailboat.
It's the largest sailing cruise ship in the world.
So that means it would have more than 12 passengers. This one you could have up to 12 passengers. So find 11 of your very wealthy friends to pay for it, and then you could drop a dollar in the till.
Yeah. Well, you might be talking about Windstar or one of those type of cruise ship things that they do sailboat stuff too on, but they got it like, you know, 100 rooms on it or something like that. Maybe.
Yes. Well, it's larger than that. Actually, it's larger than the Windjammers.
Yeah.
It's an older sailing vessel with a steel hull.
Yeah. Screw that. That's for the white trash. I'm talking about if I want to hang with the big guns and I want to go out on the Black Pearl, you got to be able to suck it up. But, you know, you mentioned, you know, the crew is top notch, obviously. You know, there's no expense. It's too much for them. But I have been fortunate over the years to suck up to the right people every now and then. Nothing like a 350-foot sailboat like that. But I have been on really fancy yachts with an owner. And one of the things that impressed me the most was that they had their own branded cigars and their own branded rum that was named after the boat. So it was a little bit beyond, you know, matching, you know, uniforms for the crew. They had their own cigars. Like, here, have a Black Pearl cigar.
Oh, you could just, you get a box of cigars and a bunch of wrappers and you put there. Come on.
It was a little better than that.
It's not better than Scuba Radio stickers.
Well,
I found the ship you're talking about.
Yeah, what's the name of it?
Sailing Yacht A.
That's the name of the bigger boat? Sailing Yacht A?
Yes.
That just sounds lame, but go ahead and start sucking up now so we can get on that, baby. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.